here at home. It's arguably one of our biggest series, and the way the guys performed in the last test match is admirable. Exceptional, actually, to be honest. To see the guys just repeat a performance such as Barbados and just come back here and beat England 3-2 and win the series is just pleasing.
You tried to play down the win in Barbados and said the big key was backing it up and delivering again. Now your team have done that. Can you let the emotion go a little bit and just how impressive you guys have been?
I don't think I can, you know. We still want to win the series through love if we can. Points are still up for grabs in terms of the overall rankings, and moving up the ladders is obviously something that we've spoken about within the dressing room. So it's not a situation to become complacent, not a situation to relax. We definitely need to recover well going into St Lucia and make sure that when we start that game in St Lucia, we start the game just as well as we did here.
When you play like this, it looks ridiculous that you guys are down at 8. I mean, how much is it important to you to improve that standing and continue doing this and really challenge those top few in the world?
It's very important, you know. We've got to be consistent. Consistency has really played well since we played in the last 10 years, perhaps. And we've been rather inconsistent. So it's just a matter for us to follow up on this series. You know, we've obviously done some really good things here, and it's a matter for us to be, you know, hungry for success. I think we've done a really good job. We made England toil in the field, and it was really, really admirable to see our batters go and just stick it out. It was a tough wicket here in this game, you know, just a lot of variable bounce, and it wasn't easy. And the way the guys showed character yesterday, you know, particularly in batting on the entire day, and, you know, making them feel like he's 100+, was remarkable. And I think that was probably the turning point in this game.
You've had success in the shorter formats. Do you think this team can make the guys over in the Caribbean fall back in love with Test cricket properly?
Well, I think the love for Test cricket is there, obviously, with amongst the players. We've got a lot of young players who are aspiring to play Test cricket. I love it. It's my favourite format of the game. And I think if you ask a few of the other guys in the dressing room, they'll say the same thing. I think we're building something quite nicely here. We've obviously beaten some top-ranked sides in the last year and a half to 2 years. And it's just a matter of clinching a few more series. So hopefully this could be the start of new things, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to build as a unit. Exceptional. You know, it took a lot of heart to be actually on the field today. You know, I think a lot of people would have been able to take the field, but, you know, credit to him. And just the way he ran in this afternoon was exceptional. And, you know, with probably a little bit more luck, he could have gotten 3-4 wickets and really been in a man of match performance here. But I just want to say condolences to him and his family. You know, it's a tough loss. And I happened to come here, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and I visited his mum. You know, she wasn't doing well at last stage, she fought through, you know. So for me, I felt it personally this morning when, you know, I got the news that his mum had passed away. And, you know, to see him probably in tears this morning was even harder, you know. And then we came together in the huddle, and we just wanted to do it for him, and we dedicated this day to him and his mum, and also to his family as well.
Do you have a conversation with him about him maybe not playing today or taking part? Do you offer that to him?
It was thoroughly up to him. You know, I didn't want to deprive him the opportunity of taking the field. You know, if he felt as though he could manage, you know, going on the field and perform for West Indies, then I wouldn't deprive him of that. For sure, I knew he wanted to do something special for his mum. And, you know, credit to him, you know, he held his hand up high, and, you know, he really did an exceptional job for us in helping us to finish this game today.
And as a unit, you feel this particular team is maturing as Test cricketers under your leadership?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've seen improvement in leaps and bounds, personally. It's just a matter for us to string it together a little bit more often collectively, and that's something we really spoke about in the dressing room. You know, we just want to stick to our game plans for longer periods. I think I felt in the past, you know, we probably got hit in as batters, or we probably bowled one or two good spells up front and not being able to follow that because we strayed away from our game plan. So that's something we really spoke about in the last 2 or 3 weeks as a side. And, you know, I think we showed exactly how we can get it doing these last two games.
As a captain, when you've got players all from different islands, from different countries, how do you sort of get them to buy into to that collective? Where does that unity come from?
Took time, you know. I think we've got to find some motivating factors within. We've had a number of things that we could have definitely called upon to motivate us, but nothing more than to move up the rankings. You know, everybody wanted to. Everybody wants to move up the rankings, and, you know, we've been down around number 8, 9 for too long now. I think it's a situation where we definitely want to move up, and it's nowhere better, well, to start than to be the top ranked side here. And, you know, we've got India, and I think we've got Zimbabwe and Afghanistan at the end of the year. So another opportunity to just keep building.
How high can you go? You say this is just the start. How high up the rankings can you go?
I think all teams aspire to be number one. You know, I don't think we want to play Test cricket and, you know, be number 2 or 3. I think we've got what it takes to be number one, and then we're still a long way off from being number one, and I think once the guys continue to mature and develop, we'll definitely be a number one side in years to come.
And what do you think the key differences were between you and England in this series? Because obviously the fast bowler, but maybe Craig Brathwaite and that sort of batting as well?
I go back to the first day of this series, and everyone they tossed me elected to bat in Barbados, and the way the openers really dug in and left balls, and the judgment to me was exceptional. Credit to Craig and John, you know, they got us three consecutive 50 run partnerships. You know, probably if you know, had more runs to play with today, we'd have probably gotten four. But I think credit really must be given to those two. Those guys really set the tone for us and got us through some tough periods. Obviously, dealing with Jimmy and Brodie is not easy, and those guys, you know, pulled us through and gave the other batters a good chance to see what was going on with the wicket.
Jason, how important keeping a clean sheet after this initial test will be for you?
It's really important. You know, as I said, you know, we're looking to move up the rankings, and all these points are definitely crucial. And so we've got to, you know, stick to our game plans. As I said before, we really got to recover well, short turnaround in between games. So it's vital for us to recover well in these next couple of the games and then have some solid preparation going into third test match.